You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the complex world of enterprise identity, securing legacy web apps at scale can be daunting. Strata Identity makes it simple. With Strata, you can effortlessly integrate non-standard apps with any identity service, like MFA or SSO, with zero coding and zero hassle. Designed by identity architects for identity architects, Strata works with every vendor, standard, and app architecture. This means your apps can now speak modern protocols and integrate seamlessly with your chosen identity services. From securing on-prem web apps to migrating away from outdated identity providers or consolidating them, Strata helps you keep your complex access policies as you modernize your identity infrastructure and get rid of technical debt. Join leading organizations like 3M, Dallas County, and CIBC in securing your apps with Strata. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your identity security priorities, and receive a complimentary pair of AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Connect today at strata.io/cyberwire.
The Swedish air traffic control outage may have been due to solar flares, not Russian attack. The U.S. and Russia meet in Geneva to work out confidence-building mechanisms for reducing tensions in cyberspace. The cyber war against ISIS picks up its pace. Cisco warns of JBoss server vulnerabilities. Details are published purporting to describe how the hacking team was hacked. In industry news, we hear of some new acquisitions and we learn of a strange marketing wheeze. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Monday, April 18, 2016. Sweden's Civil Aviation Administration, the LVF, is now saying that the disruptions that country's air traffic control system sustained back in November were the result of unusual solar activity. That makes the incident a natural phenomenon and not, as earlier suspected, Russian jamming conducted in conjunction with cyber operations as a coordinated attack. Some ambiguity remains, but for now at least, the verdict appears to be sunspots. Russian cyber operators were frisky enough late last year, just ask utility customers in western Ukraine, but the possibilities of mistaken intentions and erroneous attribution in cyberspace are real problems. Senior U.S. and Russian officials are meeting in Geneva this week to develop confidence-building measures analogous to those that evolved during the Cold War. The U.S. is increasing the scope and tempo of cyber operations directed against ISIS. Sources in the Department of Defense have told the Daily Beast and other media outlets that they have moved beyond the initial phase of blocking and disrupting ISIS online command and control into a spyware campaign designed to identify individuals and networks engaged in the conduct of ISIS's war against its many enemies. Much of this information is said to be fed to targeting cells planning lethal attacks on ISIS leaders and units. The U.S. is also said to have moved Marine Corps EA-6B electronic warfare aircraft into the area of operations. The venerable EA-6B Prowler, now operated only by the Marines, has received upgrades, making it an effective airborne platform for cyber operations, as well as more conventional electronic warfare. German intelligence officers, RT surprisingly reports, are looking at the Snowden leaks and answering the question, who stands to gain, with Russia. They don't suggest that Snowden was a Russian agent, but they do think the leaks were managed in such a manner as to do maximal damage to relations between the U.S. and its allies. RT's full name is Russia Today, and the story amounts almost to an admission against interest. Maybe. Researchers at Port Swigger have reported finding an XSS filter bypass vulnerability in Microsoft's Edge browser. The flaw is thought to reside in code imported from Edge's ancestor, Internet Explorer. A patch is not yet out. Port Swigger says it disclosed the issue to Microsoft, but has received no timeline for patching. Cisco's Talos Group has again warned of the risks facing users of out-of-date JBoss servers. JBoss ransomware is active in the wild, and K-12 schools are thought particularly vulnerable. Someone using the alias Phineas Fisher has published an account on Pastebin of how he hacked Hacking Team last July. Hacking Team was much derided at the time for an executive's password choice, the ridiculously easy-to-guess password, with the letter A in password changed to the number 4, in a bit of low-security cunning. But this isn't, says Mr. Fisher, the way he got in at all, and his drawing attention to the password was misdirection. Instead, he found an exploitable vulnerability in an embedded device. Speculation is that it may have been a switch, and he worked his way in from there. Once in, he was able to exploit unencrypted backups. All in all, the hack seemed to not have been a trivial one, and needed much more than SCID skills to accomplish. Hacking Team also looks, retrospectively, a bit less ill-defended than originally suggested. By the way, the alias Phineas Fisher is an homage to another lawful intercept shop, Gamma Group, one of whose products is the FinFisher surveillance tool. You can read his interesting account of the exploit in his Pastebin post. We have a link on the CyberWire Daily News Brief. Softpedia thinks a bit about the Tor browser exploit the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation deployed a few months ago to reel in some child pornographers, and Softpedia thinks the episode suggests that the Bureau is sitting on a Firefox Zero Day. The online publication predicts a wave of FBI-Mozilla litigation over Firefox security. Three acquisitions in the security sector are being discussed as the week begins. Magic Leap, a U.S. virtual and augmented reality startup, has bought Israeli security shop BitNorth. Their intention, they say, is to ensure that their products ship with the best possible security built in. Alert Logic has bought Click Security, augmenting its analytics and threat intelligence capability. And finally, French company Orange Cybersecurity has acquired Lexi, a threat intelligence services shop. We close with an adventure in marketing and a riddle. When is a catastrophic data loss not a catastrophic data loss? Answer, when it's a hoax. Italian funster Marco Marsala, who also owns a web hosting company, posted this message to Stack Overflow's server fault forum last week, saying he accidentally deleted his whole company with some wayward bash script. But it turns out the whole thing was a gag, a marketing stunt to promote his business. How that might work as marketing is unclear. But what fun, huh? Did you find Mr. Marsala's gag funny? Well, neither did Stack Overflow. They've communicated their displeasure.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
Joining me once again is Joe Kerrigan from the Johns Hopkins University Information Security Institute, one of our academic and research partners. Joe, we were both traveling recently. We came back from the Women in Cybersecurity Conference, and my flight was delayed. I was sitting in the airport in Dallas and wondering if I should jump on the airport Wi-Fi. Good idea or not?
I think it's a bad idea.
Okay.
And I'm just going to say that any of these public Wi-Fi
access points, particularly if they're unencrypted, are generally a bad idea. There could be anything else on the network. You may not even actually be connecting to a Wi-Fi access point that's controlled and operated by an airport or by some trusted entity. It could just be a rogue access point that looks like an airport or a Starbucks or whatever McDonald's Wi-Fi access point.
So all of my data in that case could be flowing through to some bad actor, and they're analyzing it, pulling out all my personal information. And to me, it looks like I'm on just a regular public Wi-Fi.
Yeah, if you're not paying attention, it would look like you could be subjected to a man-in-the-middle attack very easily.
So what's a way around it? Are there ways I can, even with public Wi-Fi, I can do what I need to do and be secure about it?
You can increase or reduce your risk by using a commercial VPN product. VPN is virtual private network. It creates a tunnel connection to their service, and this would be a service that you trust. I use one. It costs about $30 a year. The encrypted tunnel is from my computer to their computer, and then they access the internet on my behalf.
So that connection is fully encrypted, so even the traffic going over the public Wi-Fi, no one can see inside of it.
That's correct.
All right, good advice. Joe Kerrigan, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk. Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR, and only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit CriticalStart.com and request a demo today. That's CriticalStart.com. And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. Today's episode is sponsored by SRM, your first call for cybersecurity and investigations. Threats today are evolving faster than ever before, and since 2005, SRM has pioneered tailored security solutions for global corporations and their executives. Whether it's defending against cyber attacks with their award-winning team of ethical hackers and incident response specialists, or navigating the murky waters of compliance and ESG challenges, SRM's insight and straightforward advice will help you navigate complex risks and emerge more resilient. Their secret? A culture that nurtures the sharpest minds, giving them access to the newest technologies and the freedom to solve problems in new ways, enabling them to craft simple, effective solutions for your unique cyber challenges. Search Your First Call to discover how SRM can help your business.